WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station and Bryan City Councils have been given the recommendations to spend additional money from the hotel occupancy tax that was not part of this year's budget. You can read the list online at WTAW.com. College Station Councilman Carl Mooney, who's on the board of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, supports the additional funding.
As we make this available, it gives us an opportunity to increase our tax base from a sales tax perspective, but also to keep meaningful employment going on for a lot of folks throughout the year.
The CVB is looking for the councils to give another $150,000 in hotel tax money to cover the new requests. The College Station School Board has added a workshop this afternoon to Tuesday's regularly scheduled meeting.
One candidate for CSISD superintendent scheduled to be interviewed this afternoon. Tomorrow's agenda includes the possibility of naming the unidentified candidate as the lone finalist to succeed Eddie Colson. Also scheduled tomorrow is a presentation from the Convention and Visitors Bureau about conducting a feasibility study to build a new natatorium, replacing the current aquatic center was left off last year's school bond issue following talks at the city council. As previously reported, tomorrow's meeting also includes setting the limits for a committee to determine how to redraw elementary school attendance zones in College Station. The Bryan School Board holds their March business meeting tonight. The agenda includes consideration of changing the teacher salary schedule to pay more for those who are in academically high-risk buildings. The agenda also includes the evaluation and contract to Superintendent Tommy Wallace and further discussion about asking voters to approve a $140 million bond issue later this year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A traffic advisory starting today involves motorists around Bonham Elementary School in Bryan. It's the result of building sidewalks and widening Old Hearn Road and Wilkes Drive later this year.
The pickup near the rear of the school continues as the same, but essentially you come into the school from the rear and you leave the school from the rear. The section of Bonham Drive from Wilkes to the entrance of the back parking lot driveway is going to be closed in the afternoons, and vehicles will use Tabor Road and then turn on Seeger Drive.
Bryan School District spokesman Brandon Webb says police will be providing traffic control as motorists learn the new route. A Bryan man is hospitalized after police caught him swallowing a vial of suspected PCP. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 22-year-old Ronnie James Lott was one of three men arrested outside a townhome on Verde Drive in West Bryan.
They pull all these items out of his pockets. They put them on in a baseball cap and have it on the hood of the car. As the officer been found to check within his shoes, Ronnie Lott was able to bend over and ingest that bottle.
McKeithen says at first officers didn't know what happened to the vial. After looking at the video taken from the patrol vehicle, Lott was taken to St. Joseph's where an x-ray revealed the bottle. Then Lott went to jail where he was booked, bonded out on charges of public intoxication and possessing marijuana, and returned to St. Joseph's where he's in the critical care unit. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialist for your environment.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of sunshine developing today. Any cloudiness this morning will erode and give way to sun. Highs will be 60 to 65. We'll have clear skies tonight with lows near 45. Warmer weather gets a chance to move in tomorrow, along with some sunshine. Highs tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, it's going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. We'll have sunshine during the day Wednesday, high 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, well, Faith and Begora, happy St. Patrick's Day, and here we go with your sports then.
All right, cut that crap right now, okay?
I was just going to do it the once.
Okay,
but I had
good.
To.
Okay, that's good.
I just had to do it once.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I really did.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Whatever. A&M Hoops has actually accepted a bid to the CBI, the College Basketball Invitational. That's for the men. The ladies will await their tournament announcement later on today to find out where they're going to be seated. We've also got A&M Baseball getting one back from Auburn, and the Aggieland Panthers homeschool are ranked in the top 20 on the planet. In basketball. Congratulations to them. All that more coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you in a wee bit.
Okay, I didn't hear Patrick O'Zeinert or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, see, I'm Scottish, so I'm on the other side of this thing.
Oh.
But I was at least I was equal. I didn't wear orange today, which is what we're supposed to
do
on St. Patrick's Day, and I didn't do that. So there.
Because you didn't want a good thrashing.
Oh, believe me, by the time we're done today, I don't know. I've got all kinds of things that'll show that you're Irish. Most of them have to do with not being bright or sober, but nonetheless.
Well, I resemble that remark. Thank you very little.
Now, I mean, let me just...
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know. I feel so odd after I read this headline, and then I read the story, and I had just not understood what the headline said. The headline says... Store installs iPads for changing room selfies. Now, what is a changing room? See, I think of the changing room as where you change the baby.
Oh, see, that's where you put your clothes on.
Oh, I know, but see, I didn't think of it that way. And that's, you know, maybe it's a generational thing. I'm not sure. I don't know. Because I think we used to call those dressing rooms, but I'm not sure. Anyhow. So that's what it is. It's not when you're changing your kid, you'd take a selfie. I don't know why you do that anyway. But a new clothing store in London includes iPads in the changing room so that shoppers can take selfies and then share with their friends and get a second opinion on, I don't know what, whether their butt looks big.
That's a slippery slope.
Well, I'm just saying, built-in touchscreens allow shoppers to photograph their looks and apply various filters to the photos before sharing the images via Facebook, Twitter, and email. Okay, now look. Okay, you're right. That would be a slippery slope because let's say that your significant other goes into the changing room, takes the picture, and says the inevitable.
Right.
Okay, that's a slippery slope. But then I don't know what that means about filters. I mean, what can they do to that? I mean, do they have like a slimming app that they put in there?
Oh, they can fuzz it out.
Yeah, just colors.
Oh.
Make it look like an older picture.
Okay. So, in other words, that way you can spread the blame around if you have bad judgment as far as the clothes that you buy.
But how long is that going to be until that's misused, A?
Yeah, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And B, somebody walks in and there's a picture left.
Info.
Oh, yeah. Too much info. No, you're right. All it takes is one weirdo, and you got that.
That's a big creep factor.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I just think they need to at least have a little piece of paper or something you can cover up that camera with until you're ready to take the selfie.
True. Also,
how long till the NSA hacks?
Oh, man. There's already a drone flying over the store. That
Tinfoil hats for everyone today.
Do you have five or more alcohol beverages when you drink? Clinically defined, that is binge drinking. But clinical definitions don't mean much to most drinkers. What matters is what you think. Do you think you might have a drinking problem? Contact BV Casa if you think your alcohol consumption is becoming a problem. BV Casa serves the entire Brazos Valley and can direct you toward intervention programs or local networks of people living in recovery. Call 1-866-448-1699 or visit bvcasa.org.
Good morning. It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is St. Patrick's Day. In case you didn't figure that out, it's March 17th. It's day 76, 289 of them to go. In addition to St. Patty's Day, it's also Campfire USA Day. It's Submarine Day. And it's Act Happy Week. All week long. All right, for birthday.
And the normal Kardashian celebrates his birthday today.
Oh,
Rob Kardashian is 27.
Is he normal? I had no idea.
Comparatively speaking?
Well, okay. Yeah.
Tamar Braxton is 37, Toni Braxton's younger sister, and on the Braxton Family Show that's on A&E, you're one of them now.
Oh, yeah.
Natalia Zia is 39 from Justified. Natalie, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Mia Hamm,
Yeah.
Soccer players, 42 billion.
Well, yeah.
She's a soccer player, and she's purdy.
Yeah, She took her top off after they won.
And she's 42.
Okay.
Billy Coogan's 47 from Smashing Pumpkins. Matthew St. Patrick is 46, 6 feet under. Rob Lowe is 50 from Parks and Rec. Gary Sinise, 59.
Been here.
Lieutenant Dan.
Was here for a football game.
Kurt Russell is 63. Patrick Duffy.
No, actually, Tom did an interview with him, and the machine didn't work.
Oh, no.
He had to go back and do it again. He said, hey, I'm really sorry the machine didn't work. He said, oh, that's never happened to me before. So he was apparently really a great guy. Yeah.
Good.
Patrick Duffy, the guy in the shower scene, but it was a dream, right?
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also like a fish?
Yeah, Aquaman.
Aquaman or something like
that. You know, I've forgotten something important to remember that.
He's 65 today.
Yeah.
From the Lovin' Spoonful, John Sebastian.
Makes his own
70.
Guitars now.
And he did the theme from Welcome Back, Kotter.
He did. Yeah.
Patty Boyd is 70. She was Layla.
Married to?
George Harrison and Eric Clapton.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Paul Kantner, 73 years old from Jefferson Airplane.
There
and
we
then
are.
Starship and then whatever it was called.
And Leslie Ann Down, she's an actress. She'd be 60.
And kin to Area Man?
No, I don't think so. It's a singular.
Okay.
It's a singular. Down.
Down.
The Downs. There you go. 617.
An astronaut, a bad astronomer, and a science circus, oh my. Make the date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2014 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, March 22nd at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through the pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of the roughly 100 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 to 5 at the Mitchell Physics Building on Texas A&M's campus. No fees or tickets are required for this free event, which will feature three fantastic science circus performances at 11, 1, and 2:30, as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Greg Timmentoff and Nobel Prize winners Dudley Hirschbach and David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 5 p.m. public lecture about the world's end, death from the skies, by astronomer Phil Plait, author of the popular Slate magazine blog Bad Astronomer. For information on an exciting afternoon of lifelong learning guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, latest unemployment figures released for February. Unemployment ticks up from 6.6 to 6.7%. But as we know, the unemployment rate does not tell the full story about what's happening in the economy. 175,000 jobs added in February, but the number of unemployed also rose this month. There were 10.46 million unemployed Americans in February, up from 10.24 million in January, an increase of unemployed Americans of 223,000. So 175,000 jobs added and 223,000 Americans unemployed. So the fact is that our labor participation rate is still a paltry 63%. 92 million Americans given up looking for work. It's not working what they're doing. That's the problem.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest, only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and they're about to have trade-in days. For a limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Time for another OTC stock profile. Novus Robotics, ticker symbol NRBT. Novus Robotics supplies components and robotic modules to the world's top 10 automotive suppliers. Talk to your broker about Novus Robotics or enter ticker symbol NRBT. That's ticker symbol NRBT. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
The final countdown has begun. Aerofit's flagship location on Longmire and South College Station is almost open, featuring the most advanced technology in fitness. Fitness on demand, interactively tracked workouts, and two temperature-controlled pools. No gym comes close to Aerofit. Plus, kids can stay active at Super Kids Zone with climbing wall, group fitness, and more.
Last chance to save on pre-grand opening rates at all five locations. Offer ends March 31st. And don't forget their sneak peek preview party first Saturday in April. Click AerofitClubs.com or stop by their preview center on Longmire today.
Good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a little chilly out there this morning. Kind of a wind chill thing we'll talk about in a little while. In Chicago, a suburban Chicago suburban man handcuffed himself to a highway rest stop to protest the upcoming closure of said rest stop because it had sentimental value. Man says he was conceived there 21 years ago.
No. That's a little TMI. Come on.
But, I mean, his protest will be what? I have no idea how far off the road this road stop is. He's handcuffed there quietly. You know, I don't know what the temperature is around Chicago this morning, but it's probably a little cooler than it is now. You know, at what point, then, you know, you may need to use the facilities. There are any number of reasons that I would think about an hour into this, he decided this was really not a very good idea. I mean, what point is there in that? But maybe he's got nothing else to do. Maybe he won the lottery, which, by the way...
Well, if he was more important, they could have marked it like Washington slept here.
That's right. Instead, it's just, you know...
instead of his mom and dad sleeping there.
Well, they may have not have slept.
Trying to be polite.
Thank you. So some Los Angeles cops patrolling the streets in a Lamborghini... The LAPD Lamborghini was donated to them by a rather generous couple, Nathal and Travis Marg, who have a fiber optics company called Lysource One. They donated the use of the Lamborghini for charity events to support the LAPD air support team. That's not a bad gig.
No.
I'm thinking that there probably aren't any rookies getting to drive it. It's probably like command people. I'll go ahead and take the Lamborghini today, thank you. And
how long till it gets stolen?
Yeah.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Feel the intense passion and lush tones that can only be experienced in the intimate setting of Rudder Theater as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents internationally acclaimed and multiple Grammy Award-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin. Join Maestro Busicki for an unforgettable evening as the symphony performs the hauntingly beautiful Concerto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo and Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony in E Minor. Purchase tickets online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
If you like your phone company, you can keep your phone company. If you like your phone bill, you can keep your phone bill, period.
But if you want something better, you can have Downtown IT, period. Call us or visit downtownit.net to learn how you can get more for your money and even save over 30% off your phone bill with premium internet phone service. Visit downtownit.net or call 979-599-5999. That's 979-599-5999 or visit downtownit.net.
Uncertainty is fading. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Businesses may not be exactly optimistic, but the Wall Street Journal says they are feeling less uncertain. Relative calm in Washington and changes in companies' abilities to adapt quickly to changes in the business environment have sent the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index back almost to pre-recession levels. A legislative battle in Tennessee could have an impact on how some spirits are marketed nationwide. State lawmakers are considering changing the criteria that must be met for a product to be called Tennessee Whiskey. The current rules pretty much mirror the way Jack Daniels is made. The makers of Jack Daniels want them kept that way, but some legislators say the regulations make it too hard for craft distilleries to sell their spirits as Tennessee whiskey. Goodyear's newest blimp is ready to fly. The airship is bigger and faster than those currently in use. Goodyear is running a contest to name the blimp. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
A smartphone is a pretty harmless device, unless you take one outside the U.S. without T-Mobile. Binging quietly on emails and GPS coordinates, it might run your data tab into the thousands. Smart business travelers choose T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, with unlimited global data in over 100 countries at no extra charge.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, here we go. It's going to be, temps are going to be okay. It's the wind that's going to make it not feel nearly as good as the numbers. 62 will be our high temperature today. But again, those winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour, 10 to 15 miles an hour, I'm sorry, out of the northwest. Tonight we're down to 41. Tomorrow, 80, but winds gusting to 25 miles an hour. So I'm not exactly sure how that'll feel, but nonetheless, great for flying a kite or whatever. 45 will be our low temperature on the Tuesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all going to be in the mid-70s and winds out of the south, so that looks to be pretty pleasant. So if you got any shower activity over the weekend, that's about all we're going to have for any time soon, it appears. So kind of enjoy that. And let's see. So right now, as I say, we've got winds out of the northwest at 12 miles an hour. Our chill factor is 37. Air temperature is 43 degrees out there.
Getting honest feedback from people can help you grow and improve. But honest feedback can also be hard to hear. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Spring is almost here, and the Company Store is your place to shop to get your home decor updated for warmer weather. Visit thecompanystore.com for our preseason outdoor living sale going on now. Outfit your deck or patio with new furniture from our Adirondack chair collection. You'll find colorful outdoor rugs and stylish new replacement cushions to refresh your outdoor space with color and comfort. And bring the outdoors in with the Company Store's home decor sale. Enjoy great savings on rugs, lamps, tables, room accessories, and more. And right now, receive free shipping on your entire order when you enter code SPRING at checkout. The Company Store knows home accents are like jewelry for your home. Revitalize your room with fresh color and texture for a dash of the unexpected. Enjoy fantastic savings and selection at the Company Store's home decor sale and preseason outdoor living sale going on now. And don't forget to enter code SPRING at checkout for free shipping. TheCompanyStore.com.
Supposedly, we all want to get feedback from other people, but sometimes feedback is hard to take.
So feedback sits right at the junction of two core human needs. The first is the need to learn and grow.
Sheila Heen, co-author of the book, Thanks for the Feedback.
But alongside that is another core human need, which is the need to be accepted, respected, and loved the way you are now. And the very fact of feedback often suggests that how you are now isn't quite A-okay.
So it can help to understand that
we use the word feedback to actually refer to three very different kinds of things. The first is appreciation. Appreciation says, I see you, I get you, you matter. The second is coaching, and that's the kind that actually helps you get better at something. And that's the key for actually learning and growing, accelerating your own growth. But the third is evaluation. We actually do need evaluation to tell us where we stand, but because it's so emotionally loud being judged, it can drown out the coaching and the appreciation.
Just because someone gives you feedback doesn't mean they're right. You have to evaluate what they're saying, which can be hard if your feelings are hurt.
What we found is that individuals are wired very differently when it comes to sensitivity to feedback, how far you swing emotionally and how long it takes you to recover. Individuals can vary by up to 3,000%. So understanding your own reaction to the feedback and that it's not as simple as don't take it personally or don't get defensive.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's that time of year where a lot of folks are glued to the TV. It's March Madness time. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I am a Suddenlink guy. Why? Because I get live local customer service, and they're right down there on 29th Street, so it's not like I'm picking up the phone and talking to somebody from Kathmandu. I hate that. Suddenlink gives you Total Home. It's ready to connect your entire family like it never has been before. TiVo Anyroom means you can watch whatever you want, wherever you want to with that DVR. The TiVo Stream, free HD, the Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and the safeguards, plus a ton more. And if you're locked into a satellite contract, there's a way to get out. You're not trapped anymore. Don't forget, $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. They've got a VIP perks program as well. And if you take everything and squash it together, you're going to save a stack of cash. Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, the 15.0 internet, home phone, only $30 a month per service per bundle when you bundle it all together. They've got the 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee, and more. And to find out more, call 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The status of superintendent positions in Bryan and College Station will be brought up during school board meetings this week.
Tonight, the Bryan School Board takes up the evaluation and contract of Superintendent Tommy Wallace, who's finishing his third year. Another personnel item includes spending more than $100,000 to change the teacher salary schedule to pay more for those at academically high-risk campuses. The agenda also includes more discussion about a proposed $140 million bond issue. That's where Bryan ISD would be realigned into K through 4th grade elementaries, 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools, and 7th and 8th grade middle schools. Tomorrow night, the College Station School Board may announce its lone finalist for superintendent. The board has added a meeting this afternoon to interview one candidate to succeed Eddie Colson. As previously reported, the CSISD board will decide what a committee can consider in recommending new elementary school boundaries with the addition of a 9th campus. And one project left off last year's bond issue, a new natatorium, is back on the front burner. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is on tomorrow's workshop agenda, pitching a feasibility study for a new aquatic center. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
New sidewalks and street improvements around Bonham Elementary School in Bryan means changes in picking up students after school. Bryan School District spokesman Brandon Webb says the project is intended to improve safety for motorists and students.
Car rider drivers that are queued to go to the school and pick up their children, and some people will dart around them into the oncoming lane, which is obviously a huge concern. And the other issue is in the instances where it is very, very congested, which is primarily the afternoon, emergency vehicles have a really difficult time getting through there in the event something urgent happens.
Webb says starting today, motorists picking up students at Bonham will use Tabor Road, then turn onto Seagirt, then onto Bonham Drive. Drivers will leave Bonham the way they entered. Police will be on hand to provide assistance with the new route. The home of the Dallas Mavericks and Dallas Stars will also host a high school graduation. Allen High School had to close its $60 million football stadium due to multiple structural issues, including cracks in the concourse, which may result in sections being demolished and rebuilt. 1,400 graduates and their family and friends will occupy the American Airlines Center, which holds more than 18,000. In the near future, the Bryan College Station City Councils will decide whether to spend $150,000 in unbudgeted hotel occupancy tax money to host more travel and tourism events. Bryan Councilman Chuck Conderla, a member of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board, spoke of the benefits on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I would tell you the CVB is not so much a here's your money and this is all you get this year organization. CVB exists really to help spend that hot tax money.
Carl Mooney, who represents the College Station City Council on the CVB board, promoted the economic impact of additional visitors.
I would tell you the CVB.
Texas State Color Guard, all right, the number of attendees is 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. All right, that's a huge number of people to have here on a needed date when we otherwise would have vacancies, our restaurants would not be full, and our hotels certainly would not be full.
Online at WTAW.com is the list of requests and recommendations for awarding additional hotel tax money. A CVB committee considered 13 requests for events starting March 28th and ending July 13th. Swallowing a small bottle possibly containing PCP has landed a blind man in the hospital. 22-year-old Ronnie James Lott was caught on video from a police patrol car. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an x-ray confirmed Lott swallowed the vial.
He is currently at St. Joseph. He's in the critical care unit. Because if it is, you know, we don't have any proof right now that it was PCP, but if it is PCP, you know, it could be very dangerous to him if that were to open up or spill into his system.
Lott was one of three men arrested after officers found them trespassing at an apartment complex on Verde Drive in West Bryan. Between the x-ray and being admitted to St. Joseph's, Lott was taken to jail on charges of marijuana possession and public intoxication and was released on bond. Texas agriculture officials say cotton producers are expected to plant more acres of the fluffy fiber this year as prices are increasing. The BCS Eagle reports that the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service officials expect cotton plantings to stretch across at least 6.5 million acres in the nation's leading production state. That's 700,000 more acres than were planted in 2013. Statewide cotton specialist Galen Morgan says cotton farmers in some parts of Texas usually begin planting cotton in the first week of April after corn and sorghum. Those corn and sorghum plantings were delayed several weeks because of the rain and cold weather, but winter-like weather won't affect the number of cotton acres planted. Cotton prices have been rising steadily to near 94 cents per pound. WTAW News Time, it's 6:35 and 41 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
If you like your phone company, you can keep your phone company. If you like your phone bill, you can keep your phone bill. Period.
But if you want something better, you can have Downtown IT. Period. Call us or visit downtownit.net to learn how you can get more for your money and even save over 30% off your phone bill with premium internet phone service. Visit downtownit.net or call 979-599-5999. That's 979-599-5999 or visit downtownit.net.
About 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Morning cloudiness will give way to gradual clearing. We'll find temperatures climbing up to about 60 to 65 today. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be down to about 45. Nice day tomorrow. Sunshine and turning warmer. Highs tomorrow afternoon somewhere between 75 and 80. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. We'll have sunshine during the day Wednesday, and highs once again will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports, where Aggie men's hoops lives to play another day. Aggie baseball pounds out another win in Auburn, and the Aggieland homeschool basketball team is ranked in the top 15 of the country at the season end. Congratulations.
So that's the men and women basketball teams.
Yes. Well, we'll find out where the women are going to be today.
Yeah, but they will be playing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. We're just waiting on seeding for them.
Got it. Okay. So there we go. So I guess not too surprising, the 95% of the vote in Crimea, they voted yesterday to join Mother Russia. 95.5%. Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure that's exactly how many people felt that way as the soldiers stood there with their guns, making sure that you voted. The U.S. has already rejected the results, saying that the vote took place under threats of violence and intimidation from a Russian military intervention that violates international law.
No!
The referendum in the largely Russian peninsula, heavily guarded by Russian troops, where voters were presented with two questions. Are you in favor of the reunification of Crimea with Russia as part of the Russian Federation, or are you in favor of restoring the 1992 Constitution and the status of Crimea as part of Ukraine? And ahead of the vote, many non-Russian Crimeans basically just packed it up and left. I mean, they're just leaving. That's it. They're just gone.
I have had enough of this.
Something like, well, get out while they can.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, we've said something. I think Great Britain has said something. What we don't have to deal with is what a lot of the European Union does, and that is they depend on Russia for a lot of their oil. So any sanctions would probably be kind of half-hearted over in Europe because, you know, it's still cold over there, and they still drive vehicles.
Yes, they do.
Stuff like that, kind of important to them. And I think were we in that position, we would certainly understand that. So, again, I don't see this president as one that's got a really forceful foreign policy. I mean, after all, Lurch is his Secretary of State.
So, yep.
Don't know how much saber-rattling they can do over in Washington. And, again, Pooty Poot's going to worry because why? Mm. Yeah, so we'll see. And let's see what else is going on. Oh, Venice, in fact, may secede from Italy. The voting is underway and runs until Friday. It is a move aimed at restoring Venice's 1,000-year history as a sovereign republic. The most serene Republic of Venice was actually an independent trading power for a millennium before its last leader was deposed by Napoleon in 1797. So activists claim that polling shows 65% of voters in the region support cutting ties to Rome. They can be self-sufficient? I don't know.
I'm just thinking more along the lines of, what are they doing this before it goes underwater? Hurry before we sink!
That's right. Hurry up and help us.
There's lots of talk of secession all across the globe. Sure. Scotland?
Yeah, it is. If people are frustrated at their government that they feel it's unresponsive, and again, the farther away you get from the power, the more disenfranchised you feel. I don't know if they meet anymore, but, you know, traditionally we'd hear those stories about those town hall meetings up in the Northeast where people in their flannel, you know, shirts and corduroy pants had come out there and mm-hmm. shake their fist at the city council and the aldermen, as they call them a lot up there. And, you know, that's a very responsive give and take right there.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have the situation where you hear visitors, but by Texas law, the city councils cannot respond. Members cannot respond at that moment to that. They might take that question up sometime in council or a workshop afterwards, but not at that point. And then, you know, we move a little bit farther and a little bit farther and a little bit farther. So I can see where people would be frustrated. I mean, we've talked about it in Texas for a long time, and all we're looking for is somebody who will listen to us and let us do what we want to do. You know, the law applies to y'all, but special penance for me. I get to do what I want because, you know, I want to be a U.S. American. So I can understand the environment. I mean, what else do you do besides threaten that? Oh, let's see what else. Mary Landrieu, the senatorial candidate over there on the state to the right of us, that'd be Louisiana. She's apparently feeling a little bit of heat. Got a Republican challenger for November. She says she's already reserved $2.5 million in airtime for television. General consensus in Washington now is that the XL pipeline will be approved magically right before the election. Magically right before the election. Because there are a couple of senators who might might lose their gigs because of that. Mary Landrieu is one of them. So we'll see how that plays out. Oh, let's see what else. The Sunday shows. I didn't watch them. I was working outside. It was more fun digging up weeds than watching that. You know what I'm saying?
That should put it into perspective perfectly, I think.
Yeah, I think
I'd
so.
Rather dig weeds. Yeah.
Now, Patricia Kilday Hart writes, she's the political writer for the Houston Chronicle. She had a story over the weekend about how, in fact, you know, we've got this runoff for lieutenant governor, and there was a time when, I don't know, that Dan Patrick wasn't anything other than kind of a right-winger over there making some noise, and if he got elected lieutenant governor, would he be able to form some sort of a coalition because he might be too conservative? But according to Ms. Hart, that's not the case in the Texas Senate. We may, in fact, have an even more conservative Texas Senate when they reconvene next time.
Very interesting.
It really is interesting to see that. And I think some of us who might be more conservative tend to be concerned about the new folks who are moving into Texas and bringing their politics with them, and will that change the face of Texas politically? But she seems to think that the 21 vote rule could hold it, the two-thirds rule, basically. Two-thirds of the senators agree to bring up legislation. That may not hang around, and as a result, the conservative wing of the Republican Senate may really be able to bring some unusual things to the floor, not the least of which is the voucher system. And, you know, that's something that obviously public school people...
Oh, that'll send people right over the ever-loving edge.
So, anyway. And finally today, the Environmental Protection Agency last year threw out more than 140 tons of printed materials that had been kept at one federal storage facility. But only after internal investigators at the EPA started asking why millions of agency publications were sitting around unused, raising new questions about wasting taxpayer dollars at federal government warehouses. As of December 6, 2013, the warehouse had an inventory of 18.4 million publications. Okay? Consequently, the EPA tying up funds for storing and caring for excess stock at an annual cost of $1.2 million. In addition, $359,000 in leasing space. Wow. What a deal.
That's nuts.
That's a lot of carbon credits they could have purchased.
Exactly. Boy, who's the guy who owns that big house right there? Oh, he has warehouses that he rents to the government. Our tax dollars at work. What was that conversation about being far away from the decision
maker?
Yeah. That's where we're going.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 22nd, it's grassy and broadleaf weed control. We'll discuss strategies and control products to help you produce more grass and hay this spring, this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you're planning an interior design, it's fairly easy to see the size relationship of one object to another. The sofa is larger than an easy chair, and floor lamps are taller than table lamps. That may sound simplistic, but those sofas and floor lamps don't grow. What you see is what you're going to get today, tomorrow, and 10 years into the future. Compare that to the plant you're going to use in your landscape. Proportion is important, and it's overlooked. I'll be back with details right after this message. As you're hearing this, my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is on the presses. It will be out within just days. It combines the best of my boot books, all my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're printing in San Antonio. Lone Star Gardening, that's where it needs to be printed. 344 pages, more than 800 of my photographs, and we've held to the special pre-order price of just $24.95, the lowest price we will ever offer, and this is your last call to take advantage of that offer. Even better, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90, $7 postage on the book in either offer. I'm self-publishing this book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW before the price goes up. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. Your plant's ultimate size is just as important as the sizes of those pieces of furniture we referenced earlier. You wouldn't want to plant tall shrubs beneath short windows, and you shouldn't use huge trees in tiny lots. The trouble is, rarely will you ever plant a full-size mature landscaping specimen, and every occasion, you're going to be planting some partially grown tree or shrub, and then you're going to wait for it to fulfill its genetic potential. That then explains the relative sizes of plants. However, you need to see the bigger picture. You need to know how each plant's mature size is going to relate to the other plants in the landscape, and that relationship is called proportion. You want all the elements of your design to be properly proportioned to one another. Not all homes are the same size, nor are all properties. The plants that you choose need to be proportionate in their mature sizes to the size of the building and its grounds. Now, what that means in modern Texas terms is that we need to consider smaller plants if we're doing a landscape on a zero lot line property. Thanks to the diligent work of thousands of nursery professionals over the past 30 or 40 years, we're now blessed with hundreds of dwarf and compact forms of old favorite plants. Where you might have used a bur oak before, lacy oak, which is native in southwest Texas, is available for smaller spaces. So are some of the red buds and Mexican plum and little gem magnolia and teddy bear magnolias. What goes for the plants also goes for garden art and paving surfaces, fencing, and other parts of the hardscape. If you're landscaping a small backyard patio, stay with more compact fountains and smaller pieces of flagstone than you would for an estate. It's about like dollhouses and electric train sets. You need to stay in the same scale or gauge with your landscape. In fact, you can learn good basic concepts by seeing what really crafty miniaturists do with their dollhouses and trains. You'll learn to fill all the empty, useless little spaces with something interesting, and you'll see how all the parts tie together size-wise. You'll learn a mindset, and you'll have your eye set for plants and pieces that can meet your specific requirements. Proportion is really critical in landscaping. It's one of the fun things to think about as you do your garden design. I'm Neil Sperry, and fencing will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, and it is 6:52. Grayson Long and Jason Jester combined on an 8-hit shutout, and the Aggies pounded out 15 hits in a 9-over win over the Auburn Tigers in the season finale in Auburn. The Aggies dropped the weekend series at Auburn. The Aggs opened up a 5-game homestand at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park with a non-conference tilt against Ivy League Columbia and the Lions at 6:35 on Tuesday. Fight Texas Aggie men's basketball team has accepted a bid to the 2014 College Basketball Invitational as the Aggies will host Wyoming at Reed Arena this coming Wednesday. Tip-off for that game is at 7 in the tournament's opening round. The CBI appearance is the Aggies' first in the 7-year history of the event. It's also A&M's 19th all-time appearance in postseason tournaments and the program's 8th trip to the postseason in the last 10 seasons. Great news for the Aggieland Panthers. They beat the San Marcos Panthers at 67-55 Saturday to finish a successful run at the National Christian Homeschool Basketball Championship Tournament. Aggie Homeschool placed 13th overall out of 96 teams from across the nation. Congratulations, young men. Florida heads the list of the number one seeds as March Madness starts to bubble over. The NCAA men's basketball tournament was announced. The top-ranked Gators have earned the first overall seed after winning the SEC tournament, running the table on their conference schedule, and winning their last 26 games.
Sixth-ranked Virginia is number one in the East. Second-ranked Wichita State heads the Midwest. And at number four, Arizona leads the West. On down to a bit of a smaller tournament, SMU and Hall of Fame head coach Larry Brown are staying at home to play in the NIT. They were snubbed by the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee after dropping their last three games. The Mustangs, who wrapped it up with a 23-9 record, are the number one seed in the NIT along with Minnesota, Florida State, and St. John's. We'll hop over to the hardwood of the NBA, where the San Antonio Spurs picked up their 10th straight win and expanded their lead in the NBA Western Conference to two games over Oklahoma. San Antonio beat the Utah Jazz to get there 122-104. Greg Popovich didn't even realize that was the 15th straight season of 50-plus wins.
It's better than losing 50, I guess, but we're thinking about other things. And we've just had a great group of guys for a long time, I guess, and that's the reason why we've been able to win. Records and that sort of thing. Streaks aren't really on anybody's mind.
We'll move over to the Mavericks, where they actually helped the Spurs by hammering the Oklahoma City Thunder 109-86. Coach Rick Carlisle said the team needs to keep looking forward.
Collectively, you know, we did a lot of good things. And so, you know, now we move on to, a really unusual segment of the schedule. And this is an opportunity, but it's going to be challenging, too.
Ray Allen scored 25 points to stop the Miami Heat skid, and the Houston Rockets fell 113-104 last night. In NASCAR action, marred by two lengthy weather delays and a track light malfunction, they finally wrapped things up late.
Mother Nature wins, and so does Carl Edwards.
He was the winner at Bristol Motor Speedway yesterday, and he finished just ahead of Roush Fenway teammate Ricky Stenhouse. Stenhouse Jr. In the NHL, Winnipeg Jets cruised past the Dallas Stars 7-2 last night. The win pulled the Jets to within 4 points of the Stars for the final wild card spot in the Western Conference. And congratulations are also in order for A&M junior Dion Lindor, who claimed his first national individual title in the 400 meters at the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships over the weekend. He wasn't alone, however. Bria Garrett also won. She won the weight throw competition on Friday in her first ever appearance at the national championships. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The final countdown has begun. Aeropit's flagship location on Longmire and South College Station is almost open, featuring the most advanced technology in fitness. Fitness on demand, interactively tracked workouts, and two temperature-controlled pools. No gym comes close to Aeropit. Plus, kids can stay active at Super Kids Zone with climbing wall, group fitness, and more.
Last chance to save on pre-grand opening rates at all five locations. Offer ends March 31st. And don't forget their sneak peek preview party first Saturday in April. Click Aeropit. Clubs.com or stop by their preview center on Longmire today.
Over the years, Classic Collision and Restoration has come to be the place to go when you needed to have work done that could not be done anyplace else. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration. Whether it is restoration, it can be basic collision repair, but it can be other things like upholstery, metal shaping, which you might need if you actually need to have that piece of metal crafted to remain on the car and get the car back to looking as it should. And also, they have an exhaust shop as well. So lots of reasons for you to trust your vehicle to Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, generally what happens in collisions, you need to have a lot of stuff taken care of. Get that vehicle to the shop, maybe rent a car, help you out with any kind of insurance paperwork that needs to be done. Folks at Classic Collision and Restoration can do that for you. And also remember, though, when it comes to upholstery, for instance, if you need to get a headliner replaced, carpeting replaced, maybe convert your interior from fabric to leather, they can do that. All the information is available on their website at classiccollisionandrestoration.com, classiccollisionandrestoration.com. You can call Doug at 779-8399. They're on Highway 21 West by Sioux Falls Prater, and also you can follow them on Facebook at Classic.
Every road has its beginning, and this year the road to the Women's Final Four begins in College Station, Texas. Yes! Be a part of all the action. Watch as the big shots fall like rain. Experience it live at the first two rounds of the 2014 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena. Affordable tickets available. Be a part of March Madness. Visit NCAA.com/tickets.
Museum of the American GI open houses this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. See military and living history displays both days, and on Saturday, enjoy a small arms weapon demonstration at 11 and 1 and a World War II battle reenactment Saturday at 3. The Museum of the American GI open house, Highway 6, just south of Santa's Wonderland in College Station. Find them on Facebook for full details. The Museum of the American GI open house this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions.